Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we go on our final hour together this Thursday morning. Paul and Jane Rubner are here, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together unless you're driving. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good to have
just
you
fine.
Here. Now, you did this last year, so this is like old hat for you guys now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard to get any volunteers to do stuff like this sometimes.
How do you think I ended up with a morning show,
well,
Paul?
Well, there you go.
I don't want to wake up that early.
Actually, it's a lot of fun to be here with you.
And, well, I'm glad
and
to have you guys here.
It was a lot of fun last year, too. So,
tell me a little bit. This is an annual tradition. Of course, we're talking about the big turkey dinner coming up at Immaculate Conception in Masonville. First of all, was there like a committee vote and you guys just drew straws, Jane, or how'd you all end up here?
Well, the committee voted while we were on vacation,
and we were
not there. So, needless to say, here we are.
You're going through your meeting notes, right? Wait a minute. We have to go to KMCH. Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad to have you guys here this morning. Give me the background. Give me the 50,000-foot view of what we're talking about, and then we'll kind of break it down with the big menu and everything.
Well, I believe back in the early 60s, they started these turkey dinners. And back then, the ladies took all the turkeys home and cooked them and brought them back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But since it kept getting bigger and bigger, you know, in our hall, we built the hall in the 70s. And now we have our turkeys made for us, you know.
Yep. Make it a little easier.
Yeah. So anyhow, go back to like our church. It was formed in the 1880s.
Okay.
And we had a fire in 33. They built a new church in 34, remodeled it in the 70s. We probably back in the 70s, we had a lot more families we do now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're down to probably 70 families, 75 families. So when we try and take on this task, it takes a lot of people. It really does.
Oh, I bet it does. Jane, tell me a little bit about what you do besides they've given you each letter spelled out of the menu this year. You did tell me that off the air.
Yes. So our menu this year, we're having turkey and dressing, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, coleslaw. You'll receive a roll, homemade pie, and cranberries.
Ooh, how many different pies?
There's a lot of different pies to choose from, and the ladies of the parish make wonderful pies. So
I think that's a rite of passage. My grandma was in charge of the funeral lunches at our Catholic church in Fayette, and I think it's because she could make any kind of pie. I think that was the only reason, because she can bake and all that stuff. But there's something about church pie that's better than any pie you get at a restaurant.
There's no doubt.
Tell me about the cost of that. And we should probably talk about what day it is, too.
Okay.
I suppose we'll probably get to that eventually, too.
Okay, so it's going to be on Sunday, the 16th. We're serving from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a drive-through only carryout.
Okay.
So you will stay in your car. You will get up, order, stay in your car. They're going to bring the food. And that's where the young kids of the parish are stepping up and they're hustling that food out to the car and you'll be on your way. So it's very organized. We have young to old working at this to make us. The small army works really hard.
When do you guys start prepping for this sort of thing then?
Well, there's a little bit done about every day this week.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep, on Friday we'll cook the cranberries and we chop up the vegetables that will go into the dressing. On Saturday morning, there's a group of ladies that will make the dressing. Then it will be cooked and served then on Sunday.
What time do Paul and I need to show up for like taste testing before you guys hand this stuff out?
Well, I would say you could come at 10:30 and probably get a good taste testing.
10:30 today, tomorrow, until the end of the weekend?
No, Sunday morning. They start mashing those potatoes at 6 o'clock in the morning. Every family in the parish takes 10 pounds of potatoes.
Oh, wow.
They peel them, they cut them up, and they bring them to the church. And the mashers start at 6 o'clock in the morning cooking those potatoes to get ahead.
Now, that's a great way to do it, where one group of people just isn't stuck mashing all those potatoes. What happens, though, if the family forgets to bring their 10 pounds of potatoes back?
Well, they don't.
They have to become Lutheran, or what happens?
Well, we hope not.
We haven't experienced that yet, so let's not jinx us.
knock on wood. So, again, this is Sunday, and remind everybody, Jane, when the serving starts again.
It's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the cost is $15.
Gotcha. And I'm assuming this is a good fundraiser for the church for upkeep and everything then, too.
Oh, yeah. We even plant our own sweet corn, you know.
What?
So, during the Sunday plant it, and then during the summer, the parish members, along with families and friends, come help us cut all that corn off and cook it and can it, and they do over 80 gallons for the dinner. So, so it's like I said, it takes all year to kind of work on this. Last year they served over 1,500 carryout dinners.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
so that's a nice. For having 70-some families, 1,500 dinners, pretty all right is what that is. So,
well, we do a tremendous job. Yeah, and we appreciate everybody that comes and helps, and we thank everybody in advance to be there. And like I said, that's a lot of work.
Is this something, Jane, where people have to call for a carryout, or you just show up, get in line?
Get in line. Gotcha, they will have it organized depending on what street you get to take in Masonville, but wait patiently in your car. Eventually, you will get to the church.
What keeps you guys doing this? I mean, it's a Sunday. You could be sitting at home watching football or reruns of your favorite show, but you're going to be involved helping this out.
It's our faith in our church. It really is, and it's community involvement. We've been credited a lot for doing so much as a small parish. I mean, it's not only the turkey dinner, and we need to remodel something. We need to fix something. You know, I'm on the buildings and grounds, and you call people, and they're right there. I mean, it's fellowship. It really is.
That's cool.
That's what we do.
Kind of a labor of love.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
I
think we consider ourselves a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just one big family, and we work together, and everybody gets along, and after the day is over, we take a sigh of relief.
And then, don't look at turkey for like a month.
No.
And then you're going to do it again Sunday of October.
As a Catholic, I know, you know, Easter time you have the incense, and that smell sticks around in the church, which is a great smell. How long will the parish hall smell like that good turkey and dressing? Huh? Give me a time span. Does it last for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, we're tired of going there every day ahead of time, so we might not go for 2 weeks. But, you know, I bet the smell still stays in the kitchen in the hall for at least 2 weeks for sure.
It really does. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in this morning. This was a lot of fun. And got a couple last-minute things you want to throw in there before we part ways here.
Well, I think it's important for us to kind of share what we do with our funds that we make from
absolutely.
This dinner. We use it for religious education of our students, liturgical supplies, upkeep for our O'Sullivan Hall, and then also just recently we blacktopped our church parking lot, so some of the proceeds went to that. So we're always giving back to different organizations and stuff.
That's great. $15 per meal, starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday. How early do people start lining up?
We've had people there at 10 o'clock.
Now, up in Fayette, that's late. They'd be there by 8 o'clock in the morning. Gee whiz.
No, we've had people show up at 10 because they're in the area.
Yeah,
or
that's great. Thought,
well, why drive home after a church or something, and they come over. And you know, so they're first in line.
There you go.
They want to make sure they get that
turkey.
Want to
get that turkey,
there you go.
Paul and Jane Rubner, thank you guys so much for coming in. I wish you a lot of luck this weekend. And I have to, I'm on my own for lunch on Sunday, so you might see a black pickup show up and drive through. And
Sounds good.
I'll yell your name out the window, make sure they make you come out and say hi.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
And then Paul and I'll go to the tavern, I'll eat the turkey, and we'll watch football and wait for you to get done.
So. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you guys so
much.
Thank you. Immaculate Conception, the turkey dinner, Sunday starts at 11 o'clock. Say hi to everybody over there and tell them we sent you there at KMCH. We'll pause here. A little sports coming up after this.